Hello everybody, welcome back to Know the Truth podcast. If you're new here, I'm Nikita and this podcast is based on the Word of God and the truth about who we are and what belongs to us in Christ Jesus. And I pray that this episode inspires you and encourages you. So without any ado, let's get to know the truth and the truth will set us free. So we are studying Hebrews chapter 11, which talks all about faith and how faith inspires us, what faith does in the inside of us, and what faith means. So today's episode, it focuses on Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, which says, "By faith, even Sarah, who was unable to conceive, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise." In short, it says, by faith, Sarah, who was unable, was enabled. By faith, Sarah, who was unable, was enabled. In other words, God enabled Sarah to do the impossible. You know, for Sarah, it was something impossible. But the Bible says that nothing is impossible with God. God says, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible with God. And Ephesians chapter 3 says, God is able to do immeasurably more than what we ask or imagine. God is able to do more than what we can ask or imagine. God is able. God is able. We may be unable to do some things, but God is able to do all things. God is able to do more than what we could ask or even imagine. And this God who is able to do all things, who is able to do more than what we can imagine, this God enabled Sarah to do the impossible. This God enabled Sarah. And most of the time, as we read Hebrews chapter 11, for example, if we read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, which says, by faith, Sarah was enabled, we just move on to the next scripture or the next verse, and then we read all the successful stories of how God enabled the people in the Bible, and then we be like, yes, God, you're so great, and then we, you know, close the Bible and move on. But the reason why God has written this down and why God has given this, now the reason why Hebrews chapter 11 verse 11 is written is because God, who enabled Sarah, he desires to enable us today. And God wants us to know this. Now God wants us to know that God desires to enable us. Just like God enabled Sarah, God wants to enable us. The reason why Hebrews chapter 11 verse 11 is written is so that we can know that God eagerly desires to enable us just as he enabled Sarah. He desires to enable us today. And the same God who enabled Sarah to do the impossible, he is waiting. He is all the more eager to enable us to do the impossible. So we don't have to quit saying, you know, this is, you know, very hard for me. Or we don't have to quit just because it seems to be impossible. Because in our life, there are many things that hinder us. There are many things that limit us. There are things that make it seem impossible. No, it may be our ability, like we may not have enough knowledge, or we may not have the skill to do something, or sometimes money could be the issue, and sometimes people or even the situation could be something that makes things impossible for us. Or just as it says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 11, that Sarah was past the childbearing age. She was past the childbearing age, meaning for some of us, time could be an issue because of all these factors like age or time or maybe money or, you know, our abilities. These factors could limit us or make things hard for us, and because of them, we may feel like this is impossible for us. But the good news is that God is able. For us, it may seem impossible. It may seem hard, but God is able. God is able to do more than what we can ask or imagine. And this God who is able to do more than we could ask or imagine, He desires to enable us. He desires to enable us. He desires to strengthen us. He desires to enable us. But the key to achieve this, the key to get the help of God, or the key to accept this offer from God is faith. You know, just as it says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 11, by faith Sarah was enabled. It was by faith Sarah was enabled. And faith, as I said before, faith is not a blind belief, and faith does not come all of a sudden. You know, it's not like, God, I have faith in you, so please enable me. It's not like that. No, faith does not pop out in a day or two. The faith that the Bible talks about, it comes from hearing the word of God. It comes as we hear the word of God, meaning as we grow more closer to God, as we get to know more about God through God's word, faith is produced in us. We don't trust any stranger. You know, we don't have faith in someone who is completely new to us, or we don't have faith in someone who is not that closer to us. Similarly, we cannot have faith in God if we are not close enough to Him. We cannot have faith in God if we don't know about God. And that's why the Bible says that faith comes from hearing the word of God. And that is why the word of God is not an option. It is necessary. It is very important, because faith, it comes from knowing and understanding who God is and what God is able to do in our life. And so Hebrews chapter 11 verse 11 says, by faith Sarah was enabled because she was convinced that he who promised was faithful. In other words, if we have faith, as we grow more closer to God, as we have a deeper relationship with God, we get to know more about Him. And this faith, as it is produced, as we know more about God, this faith, it convinces us that He is able to do more than what we can imagine. Now, this faith, it convinces us that God is able. If we have faith, it means to have a conviction, a strong conviction that God is able to enable me. God is able. God is able to do all things, and He is able to enable me. This is faith. You know, I may not be able to do this. I may not be able to do this, but God, my God, is able to enable me. He who is able to do all things, He will enable me. This sort of conviction, this conviction, or this faith, this is what helped Sarah bear children, even though she was past the age of childbearing. So I don't know what's stopping you, but God is able to enable you. God is able to enable you to do things that seem impossible with you. So I encourage you today to move closer to God, you know more about God and build your faith, because God is able to enable us, and God is able to do more than what we can imagine in and through our life. And I would like to quote a few scriptures from the Bible so that it may encourage you today. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 8 says, God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. For us to abound in every good work, the scripture says, God is able to make all His grace abound to us. And the same God says, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. And we read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, Paul says, "Brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given." The grace that God has given. And because, he says, because of this grace, even in severe trial and extreme poverty, the church, it gave as much as they were able, and they gave even beyond their ability. God's grace, which is sufficient in our weakness, God's grace helps us to do things beyond our ability. It helps us to do things beyond our ability. God desires, and He is able to make all of His grace abound to you so that you can do things beyond your ability. And Jude chapter 24 verse 25 says, God is able to keep you from falling, or God is able to keep you from stumbling. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 18 says, God is able to help those who are tempted. Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25 says, Christ Jesus is able to save completely those who come to God through Him. And Romans chapter 16 verse 25 says, God is able to establish us. So as we read the Word of God, we get to know more about Him. We get to know that God is able to do more than what we could ask or imagine. And as we get to know more about God, as we hear the Word of God, and as we get to know more about Him, faith is produced in us. So we have this conviction that my God is able. My God is able to enable me. And so I'm not going to worry about my weakness. Instead, I will have faith because my God is able. I am convinced that my God is able. And, you know, in Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 to 29, the story talks about two blind men. It says, as Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed Him, calling out, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When they had gone indoors, the blind men came to Jesus, and Jesus asked them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this? Do you believe that I am able to do this? Or do you have faith that I am able to do this?" They replied, "Yes, Lord." Verse 29, it says, "Then Jesus touched their eyes and said, 'According to your faith, let it be done.'" According to your faith, let it be done. My dear friends, just like Sarah, she was unable to bear children. She was unable. She was past the age and she was unable. But the Bible says, by faith, she was enabled by God. By faith, she was enabled. So I encourage you today, whatever the situation is, just have trust in God. Just have faith in God, because God is able to do more than what we can ask or imagine. So have faith in Him, and just like Sarah, let God enable you to do the impossible. Amen. So this is the truth for today's episode. I pray that the Holy Spirit will guide you into all this truth. Make sure you subscribe and follow for new episodes every Tuesday. Give this episode a good rating and share it with your friends so that they too get to know the truth. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.